If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Today, you are going to be listening to an excerpt that we are taking from an episode that comes out today. If you like it, if you want to hear more, the beginning, the end, please go to patreon.com/misunderstood, or you can look right on your Apple Podcasts and see the subscription only tab where you can find this episode. It's a great one. It's about an hour long. We talk about a lot of private things that we can't let everybody know. So please subscribe, support our show. And also do me a favor, go in and rate the show. Give us 5 stars. It helps us climb the charts. We really appreciate you as a listener. We have a lot more things on Patreon that we just can't say to everyone. So that's why this episode has to go on Patreon. Thank you for listening. I get a text from you and you're like, the Karen Reed trial. The Karen Reed verdict is coming out like imminently. And we were on a call at the moment with our contractors and on a Zoom as we were driving. And I wanted to hang up so bad just to watch this. Cause I remember where I was when they read the Casey Anthony verdict and I was so into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you kind of gave me the play by play. And as everybody knows now, Karen Reed was found not guilty on the 3 counts that she was accused of. The crowd went wild, like we were at an LA Lakers game or whatever. And yep. And that's it. So first of all, what were your initial thoughts? Because I'll tell you mine.
I was worried that it had taken into the fourth day. They were approaching 24 hours of deliberation. And I always just worry, once you get past the closing arguments, which are to me is like the most important, right? Especially in this case where if you haven't seen our most recent Turtle Boy episode, he really highlights the fact that this case was strictly about Karen Reed hitting John O'Keefe with a car, and they couldn't mention anything to do with the people that were inside the house. Everything that was referred to that in the case was objected and sustained, and in sidebar they would kill anything in relation to anybody associated inside the house. And that's why I say the closing arguments were so important, because the defense was presenting the case that this is a police corruption case. We couldn't talk about it for the last month and a half, but at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with whether or not Karen Reed hit John O'Keefe with a car. That clearly didn't happen based on all the experts and evidence that we brought in. But this is more so about the lead investigator, Michael Proctor, just being an asshat. And You get on to day 4 of not really remembering all the messages that the defense laid out.
Yeah.
And you're just looking at all the evidence in front of you, and you just get bogged down with, I mean, we're talking, I think they had over 1,000 pieces of evidence or something in this case. And, you know, I just felt like they're going to get hung on maybe one or two of the charges, which they had asked the day before. The question that they had asked, the jury had asked the judge in the first case, which is, can we acquit of 2 charges and be hung on a 3rd one? And the judge couldn't answer that question, which I still, to this point, I don't understand why the judge can't answer that, because that seems like a really relevant.
I thought that judge was a terrible judge, to be honest with you. I mean, I think she sucked the first time. I can't believe they had her the second time around. I think she had an attitude about everything. I don't know what her problem was, but she was very unlikable. Listen, I thought that she might still get a guilty verdict on the involuntary manslaughter. I think she was so drunk, she doesn't know to this day if she hit him. I mean, I think she's convinced herself at this point that she hasn't. And I think that it is plausible or possible that she did hit him, didn't know she hit him, and then it was complete accident. Like, he hit his head when he fell, he got dragged, who knows? Like, I don't know. But I think it did present to be a compelling piece of evidence that his heart rate monitor or whatever it is on your phone that tracks your movements mm-hmm. without you even knowing, kind of, show that he did not move once he got out of that car and there was no movement. So I think that's interesting. It doesn't show that he was, you know, his heart rate was going and he was moving all over in the house and heart rate went up because he was in a fight and didn't show any of that. So I think that there is reasonable doubt of her innocence, even though I think it was completely involuntary. So that was my personal opinion. The other thing is, I think she's completely unlikable. I think she's going to become famous out of this. I think that she is, you know, she thinks she is the biggest celebrity out there. She has a huge ego. And I think she's kind of a terrible person. I mean, we've made a hero into this woman because she was maybe wrongfully accused. But I don't think she's going to, like, nothing good is going to come out of this. I don't think she's going to turn around and all of a sudden go get her law degree so she could be an advocate and a lawyer for people who go through what she's gone through. So I, like, it'll be interesting. And I also think, like, what are your thoughts on, like, now are people going to open the case and go after the police department? I mean, someone's guilty of it. So I think it'll be weird if no one actively pursues who really killed him.
And that's the part that I think we just have to just wait for here. And we have to see how they want to approach this. Is it, I mean, Michael Proctor, the lead investigator, was already fired. He's already been put on a trial for his, you know, lack of discipline in handling the case the first time it came around. And so, like, there's him. Then there's also Brian Higgins, who, so, like, if I was to go, I guess this would be conspiracy theory mode, but we don't know. So I think this is still a valid option. There was, in the first trial and the second trial, the stories that have come out about the text messages that Karen Reed sent to Brian Higgins, who was one of the people inside the house, and how they were flirtatious in nature, which lends me to think a couple of things. I don't think the Karen Reed and John O'Keefe marriage was good. Like, I don't think it was, like, the greatest a marriage could be.
Well, they weren't even married. They were just dating.
Correct. Right. Oh. So, but I mean, as far as relationships are concerned, he's going out flirting with other people.
Oh yeah. They seemed very toxic. Like, they were probably on the verge of breaking up. Like, this is not a relationship that was going to last.
Yeah. They like to go get hammered. Then they go yell at each other at the house. And then they, you know,
and then she's like fucking other policemen. Yeah. I mean, it seemed weird.
So my conspiracy theory brain is, okay, they go all get hammered together. And I think there was maybe a discussion that happened between Karen and Brian in person where it's like, I'm fucking sick and tired of this dude. Like, after the waterfall tonight, I'm going to drop him off at your guys' place and just take care of him. You know, like, I don't think she necessarily meant to kill him, but I think if there was things that were contentious and Karen wanted him to maybe get a taste of his own medicine, she would go like, hey guys, why don't you, you know, straighten him up a little bit. And,
or yeah, I mean, without her saying go do that, she may have said, oh yeah, he's treating me bad, and these guy and the guy that liked her might have been like, oh fuck that, I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. I mean, maybe. I think that's kind of like reaching. I definitely think she's flirting with other men. She's flirting with this guy that you're talking about. Was it Michael Proctor? I think there was a couple men she was flirting with.
Higgins,
right?
Brian Higgins.
Was Brian Higgins. Excuse me. Okay. So I think that there was a couple guys that she's probably, you know, talking to and being like, I think you're hot, I think you're sexy. Had nothing happened to her boyfriend, I think eventually that would have ended and she would have gotten with another cop. You know what I mean? So that was like her jam. She had a type. But I don't know. I think it's weird that the mayor or who comes out at that point and says, okay, listen, the state of Boston, or Massachusetts, you know, the wherever the hell they live, you know, she was found not guilty. We need to put this behind us. And she is a regular citizen now. Let's go back to work. And congratulations on the defense team, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think that you're supposed to come out and say something like that. And I feel like that town is so corrupt that no one is going to look into the police. No one's going to hold them accountable. And this is going to go undetected. And by the way, I think we heard Turtle Boy say this. He was like, I don't want to be policed by a group of people that are either morons that think that she's guilty or that are involved in a cover-up that eventually will retaliate. So I do think like that town sucks to live in. And if I were her, I'd move.
Oh, I mean, if I was charged for a potential murder, manslaughter, like, and I got acquitted, oh, dude, I'm moving. I don't think I stay in America, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I would lose all faith.
I think she's moving to LA, and I think she thinks she's going to be a big star. And if she's not already dating her lawyer, I think she would be.
Really? Do you think, because I thought her and Turtle Boy would be a good couple. They kind of look like they were meant to be together.
I would be here for that. I could see that happening. I like Turtle Boy and his life has been all about her. Like, you cannot have a bigger like cheerleader in your corner besides the guy that you're paying, your lawyer, but she's paying him. So by the way, she's going to have to do a lot of TV or something or write a book because how is she going to pay this guy back or that team, you know? But yeah. Turtle Boy, she knows nothing. She owes nothing to. And, you know, like he's been her biggest cheerleader. So I can see either like a mercy fuck out of that, like, oh, yeah, thank you, or her dating him.
Mercy fuck is crazy. At least over the pants handy, you know, at a movie theater, but something like that.
Yeah.
Ladies, let's talk real. If you're constantly bloated, exhausted, or battling mood swings, it's not just in your head. Your gut and hormones could be completely out of balance. That's where Happy Mammoth comes in. Happy Mammoth creates natural, science-backed formulas that help rebalance your body so you can finally feel like you again. Their products support gut health, reduce bloating, improve digestion, boost energy, and even help with hormonal weight gain. And the best part, they're gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and loaded with thousands of five-star reviews from women who've got their lives back. Don't wait to feel better. Your body deserves this. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code UNDERSTOOD at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code UNDERSTOOD for 15% off today.
That makes sense. Now, I have to ask you this question. I like watching courtroom TV and like all the law, but it's just on a screen for me. I've never once stepped inside of a courtroom. I have zero clue how the court operates. In this case, Karen now has to find a way to pay what I would consider is probably millions of dollars to her lawyers.
Yeah.
Or since they won the case, like how does that work necessarily?
Well, I think that they will file a lawsuit against the police. Okay, I'm just predicting here, but my prediction is that they will file a wrongful, whatever it is, so, you know, they will file something against the Commonwealth or against the police department, whatever it is. I have the terms wrong, but they will file a suit for a lot of money, for millions. It was defamation. It was a cover up. It was all these things. By the way, they took the taxpayers' money. It's like over $1 million. So like, I feel like as her lawyer to help pay the bills, they will sue and then they will take most of those proceeds. As you know, she probably owes a couple million, if not $1 million in legal fees, which I'm sure they just comped for right now because they figured, and I'm sure they have a signed document that like they get X amount of her rights to her book. They get X amount if she makes a movie so that is the way that she could pay them back. So she's going to, and they probably manage those deals for her as well. So, you know, eventually I'm sure she'll pay them back. But I also think it's interesting. They'll get some work out of it for sure. Like, you know, any random person who wants these guys to represent them, they're good criminal defense attorneys. And, you know, I don't know how good they are or bad they are. I mean, they're good, but she had a strong case, I think also. But something we've never seen is like, we have all these people who were women killers that the world turned on and hated. Casey Anthony, Jodi Arias, you know, there was a bunch of them, and the world absolutely hated these people, and they were found guilty. Jodi Arias was found guilty. A lot of them were found guilty because I think, you know, social media has now become our media, and everybody really hated these people. But with Casey Anthony, she was found not guilty. Jose Baez, her attorney who came out of nowhere, was like seen as the biggest genius ever for turning that around because everyone knew she was guilty. And, you know, it's just interesting because even the hatred there was so much that I think it's been impossible for her to lead a real life. And she now is working for one of the lawyers, probably living with one of the lawyers, whatever, at still to this day. And whereas Karen is just seen as a hero. So I think that was a very weird thing to see.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, being viewed as a hero in that town after everything that just happened, like you, like, and I don't know.
Killing a cop. She killed a cop. Or she was accused of killing a cop. So
accused of killing a cop who was her boyfriend and, you know, gets away with it. It's amazing to me. And this is something that I've had to battle here with this case, Rachel, is because every person that I've talked to for the last year and a half talking about this case, telling them about how we've had Turtle Boy on, and ever since that interview with him, I just find it so tough to present a case for the Commonwealth or the other side that was like legitimate. And there was still a lot of people, like I'm watching Law and Crime Network every single day for this trial, whether it was the witnesses or the closing arguments, and the amount of people that were commenting still saying that she was guilty, she's guilty, she's guilty. And that the reason why I'm bringing all this up is like with the way that Turtle Boy presented it to me, and I can't take the goggles off. Like everything that he laid out, the main point being the lead investigator getting fired after mishandling this case and every piece of evidence being tainted. Like that was enough for me to be like, oh, well, of course, like how can we take this case serious at all from the Commonwealth side? But yet I'm looking through the comments every single day on this case and we're talking thousands of people. She's guilty. She's guilty. Don't give her a second chance. So
yeah,
the reason why I brought all this up is just because like, how have you had your conversations with people since having Turtle Boy on and explaining this case? Because every time I explain it to somebody, they're like, okay, that's obviously the one side, but you know, like what is the Commonwealth trying to prove here? So like, have you ever had conversations as of recent where you're like struggling to be like, well, this is what they're going to try to play, but does it even matter? You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I think that there are a lot of people from all over the country that when they heard the evidence, they thought she was not guilty, but they all agreed she was unlikable. But there was a lot of people that said, could there really be that big of a cover up? They did agree that Boston was known for having just like crazy police, you know, like, and the camaraderie there and the secrets there. And it was just a different world. But like, you know, everyone that I spoke to, no matter how much they said, yeah, she sucks and she's unlikable, they thought that she was not guilty. I still found that fascinating because I definitely think there were parts where there was reasonable doubt. I genuinely think that she doesn't remember. And now that she's ingrained it in her head that she's not guilty, you know, and made, you know, her ego is like saying that I think she really believes she's not guilty. I definitely think there's a chance that something happened totally by accident. They were both wasted and who knows what happened. And I hope that they get to the bottom of it one day. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens for sure. But my prediction is that she will be collecting a hefty payday, whether it's from suing the police department or book deals or movie deals. But how many more movies can they make out of it, to be honest with you?
That's the thing. I was watching Turtle Boy's stream this morning, just kind of like seeing what the sentiment is from his side and stuff. And he was talking about how if you guys saw me leaving the courtroom, like the people that were following me are a documentary crew that are helping put together what he considers is going to be the best documentary that's come out about the case. And
oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you're right. I forgot that she was being followed this whole time. So it'll be the insider scoop, her going home at night, talking about it, her fears, her, like, that will be interesting. So I'm sure it'll do well. I wonder what it's for. I'm sure probably Netflix.
So there's one that, so Turtle Boy said that there's two. So, like, this is the thing that I kind of dislike, and it goes to your point where it's like there's so many different documentaries in the works. There's already been two that have been made, and there's obviously the one that Karen Reed did on Hulu herself that literally the Commonwealth's closing arguments were just clips from that Hulu series that she came out with, which I was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing you could have possibly done, literally months after
jury. I didn't even know that she did her own documentary. What an idiot. She's dying to be famous. I mean, that's for sure.
Rachel. Yeah. I mean, literally, I mean, if I was the Commonwealth, they did exactly what I would do too. I'm like, look, she says here on Hulu, she was drunk, but or she had six drinks because the drinks were like water. She said, they're like, they don't even know how to make a vodka Sprite or what she, her words. And I'm like, Karen, what are you doing? So now they're coming out with Netflix is going to have a version of the documentary. And then Turtle Boy said that that one is going to be the worst one because they didn't have the access that was given to them, like how this other company. And I don't necessarily know where that documentary is going to come out. But if you stay up with Turtle Boy, I'm sure he'll post once that doc is out. But it's just too much. It's too much.
Well, she better appreciate it now and live her best life now, because people do forget very quickly. So they've been waiting for this verdict. The verdict came. Now she'll finish up all the little stuff. But give it a couple of weeks. We've got a new trial going on. We got the Brian Koberger trial. We got, you know, the Idaho one. We've got, you know, Puff Daddy still going on here for another couple of weeks. I can't even remember, but I'm sure we have some other really interesting things going on. So yeah, people will refer back to that once in a while, but her 15 minutes of fame is coming to a close soon, and she will go back to just being a regular person who was accused of murder and will always have, wasn't she a professor or something? I don't think she will be given such an easy time moving forward with a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, but why not be a superstar? Rachel, we all want to be in front of the camera at the end of the day. All
totally.
Right.
I'm saying. She should live it up now because, you know, that is going to be what her life becomes. And then she's going to have to figure out who she is. She's not just going to be a talking head on her own case forever. So she's going to have to go back to work. She's going to have to get married. She's going to have to, like, something's going to happen where she has to be like, and then what happened to this woman? She's not going to be this big superstar. She's not, she thinks she's Angelina Jolie right now. Even Angelina Jolie is kind of fallen off, right? People talk about her divorce. Like, that's it, right? Kind of, or her kids. Anyway, Karen Reed bores me at this point, but good for her. Congratulations for getting off. Let's move on.
Yeah, for sure.
I do want to tell you one other thing that happened while I was gone.
Okay, tell me.
I received a package, the most beautiful package ever. And inside this package was Whiskey in the Wild. It's here.
By the way, sick packaging.
Look at how thick and big it is. It comes with a flask, right, that you can drink out of. So later on, you and I will have to do this on camera. I'll do it on camera and you'll edit it. But I'm going to have to pour my whiskey in a flask and try it for the first time. Apparently, this one is chocolate, vanilla, blackberry. I don't know. Hold on. Let me put my glasses on again. By the way, I broke my mic as we've been talking, so I now have to hold it.
Yeah, I'm seeing you hold it like you're an on-the-street interviewer here.
Yeah. Okay. So here, it's 3-year barrel-aged Canadian whiskey with natural flavors. Okay. Blended with extracts of chocolate, vanilla, and blackberry. Tamed with wild black elderberry. This sounds fucking good.
Yeah, I know.
What?
Yeah, I know. You get the...
I kind of want to take it. I want to take a sip right now on camera, but I will tell you it's only 10:27 in the morning. So maybe...
You have to wait just a little bit.
Yeah. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but definitely not here. but let's do this at some point. Maybe I'll do this when I move into my new house on Sunday, and I'll send you a little video to celebrate. But this will be interesting because I'm dying to see. And it came in this amazing box. And so I'm excited about it.
Wait, so I thought you were about to show me the love box when you
Well, I was going to show you the love box too. And actually, here I am saying it came in this amazing box. I thought that was the box that came in, and then I just corrected myself. Hold on, I got to put the mic down for a sec.
Oh, yeah. I still don't know how that happened.
So this week, you guys, we're interviewing, if you're still listening, because we're 50 minutes into this dumb conversation. But okay. This week, we are interviewing somebody from this company called The Fantasy Box. Let me show you.
Oh my gosh, that is such a nice.
I guess you order from the Fantasy Box. Can you hear me? Am I still talking?
Yeah. You're good. Look,
you get this box.
Ooh.
Are you ready to play? That's what it says. And then it says, open me first. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. I guess I'm going to have to do this with Dan. God.
Yeah.
And I want to see what's in there, but I guess we're just going to have to go for it. I don't think I'm going to videotape this happening, but.
No, I mean, maybe just the unboxing, but the using part, you guys could save that for yourselves.
We can blur it and it gets dark and we don't know what happens. You know what I mean?
You just hear the moans coming from the room. Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's how funny would that be? That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But anyways, so I'm excited for that episode. I'm excited to see what's in the box. I'm excited. Oh, you know what? I'll open the box after I drink my whiskey.
That's the plan. Make sure you don't drink too much because that'll give you whiskey hole.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it was a joke that was on Kill Tony this past week. It was a lady comedian saying, I don't get whiskey dick, I get whiskey hole. And everyone was like,
ew.
What? But now I'm going to start using it because it was so cringe and awkward.
Did everybody get like grossed out or they laughed about it?
They laughed because guys always say, oh, I got whiskey dick. You know what I mean? That's why I'm lasting forever. I could go forever when I'm drinking whiskey. And then So same thing could go for women where they have a whiskey hole. I hate saying it.
One likes that. I never understood why people don't clear up this misconception that women like to go all night. No one likes to go all night. No. Like, let's move it along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the last thing I want is whiskey hole. I'll tell you that right now.
And if you do, the love box is going to definitely satisfy all those needs.
There's our commercial for the fantasy box. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Boom. Okay. Well, it was really nice talking to you.
It was great talking to you too, Rachel. It's been a week and you've had a fun time in Los Angeles. We've covered a lot.
We have. And we look forward to the week that's coming up with some good guests and some interesting people. And if you or anyone, should be on Misunderstood, or you want to submit a suggestion for someone who is misunderstood, please let us know. And also please leave a review because it really helps us. Actually, when we get off this, George, I'd like you to go look at our ratings, like what number we are on the ratings as of right now, because we've gotten a lot of reviews. The point is when you write a review, it helps us go up the Apple charts because it shows that people are engaging with the show. So it's really helpful if you go on Apple, write a review, give us 5 stars. Even if you think we deserve 1 star, be really nice.
Yeah. Just 5 stars. And it's rather easy, people. And get creative, you know, like try to make us laugh maybe in the, tell us that you listen to an episode by referring to something that's like in the middle of an episode. You know what I mean? I know everybody just goes with the generic ones, but try to get as detailed as possible. And I think if we like your review enough, we'll find you. And we can definitely work out something, whether it's merch or
getting you some whiskey hole dick. Or sorry, whiskey in the wild.
Whiskey in the wild, known to give people whiskey hole.
Right.
Alrighty. That's it. Bye, people.
See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstoodwithRachelYucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.